addiction, the needle and the spoon. There were parts of me that loved you, but they ran away too soon. I am sorry if I hurt you, that wasn't my intent. I will pack my bags and leave this place, so why don't you go back to bed? I remember what she said to me on the day she finally left. It was October 17th, we had not yet made the bed. I sat there in the living room, drinking coffee all alone, as she paced the hallway silently, till I asked her what was wrong. And she said, you are my addiction, the needle and the spoon. There were parts of me that loved you, but they ran away too soon. I am sorry if I hurt you, that wasn't my intent. I will pack my bags and leave this place, so why don't you go back to bed? Oh, to bed. Oh, when I first regained my consciousness and awoke to all the noise, I was staring out a window, minutes outside of Detroit. I bet she's still in Michigan, somewhere far away from me, but her voice rings in my nightmares, where she comes to me and screams, oh, you are my addiction, the needle and the spoon. There were parts of me that loved you, but they ran away too soon. I am sorry if I hurt you, that wasn't my intent. I will pack my bag.
When I first lost my innocence, and then I lost.